Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Green Bay landlord accused of trading evictions for sex is heading to trial with a higher cash bond. 61-year-old Michael Zolper appeared in Brown County Court yesterday. Zolper is accused of pressuring female tenants for sex in exchange for delaying evictions or waiving background checks. A judge found probable cause against Zolper and amended his cash bond to $30,000. Zolper will be back in court for an arraignment next month. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill paving the way for online sports betting in Wisconsin, but says his signature comes with concerns. The new law allows bets placed anywhere in Wisconsin as long as the server processing the wager is on tribal land. The legislation requires the state's 11 tribes to renegotiate gaming compacts to offer mobile wagering. The governor is urging tribes to create a unified plan to ensure benefits are shared equally among them. While the new law will likely bring increased revenue to tribal nations across Wisconsin, Evers said that revenue needs to be shared equally. The governor cautioned against an approach that exacerbates long-standing inequities among tribal nations, saying, quote, "What I will not accept is a plan that fractures this opportunity into unequal pieces, allowing some tribes to reap great benefits while leaving only crumbs for others." The announcement of the bill's signing came around 2:35 yesterday afternoon, which was the last day for the bill to be signed. Prices at the pump keep climbing as crude oil remains high. The national average for a gallon of gas is the highest it's been in 4 years, according to the AAA, hitting $4.16 per gallon. Here in Wisconsin, gas is cheaper than the national average, around $3.83 today, with Green Bay gas prices trending about the same. $3.86 is the average price today for a gallon of regular unleaded. Gas experts say crude oil prices remain high, even as they've fluctuated in recent days following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. The price for a barrel of crude dropped below $100, but then rose again, highlighting the volatility of the oil markets and fluidity of geopolitical events. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunting and outdoor enthusiasts to consider volunteering some of their time to help teach the next generation proper hunter safety measures. In a recent press release, DNR officials say instructors for their Safety Education Volunteer Corps are needed in all areas, especially hunter and bow safety, ATV and UTV safety, and snowmobile and boat safety. Instructors in the Safety Education Volunteer Corps are part of the DNR's Hunting Education Program. Anyone interested in becoming a certified volunteer instructor must meet certain qualifications. Applicants must be at least 18 years old, have experience in a specific program of interest, have graduated from the safety education course, and be able to dedicate the time needed to the program. You can find more information on the DNR's website. Looks like spring may finally have sprung across northeast Wisconsin as a pleasant weekend is on tap with temps into the 70s just around the corner. Details coming up in the full forecast. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin employers could soon see some relief from worker shortages. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill letting DACA recipients apply for job licenses. The new law opens doors for dreamers to work in high-need fields like nursing, teaching, and skilled trades if they meet all state requirements.
Wisconsin's workforce shortages persist, and we can't afford to leave out anyone who's willing to participate in our success.
Evers says it's the right move for the economy. Some critics disagree, saying the state should focus on training more citizens instead. The number of those filing for unemployment for the first time are increasing across Wisconsin. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Labor. It shows that for the week ending March 28th, there were more than 4,400 first-time filings in the state. That's more than 800 more filings compared to the week before. Nationally, the number of filings decreased compared to the week prior. And the Milwaukee Brewers are pairing their new City Connect uniforms with a fresh taste of Wisconsin tradition. Starting tonight, fans at American Family Field can enjoy City Connect Supper Club Fridays. A special menu features classic Supper Club dishes and old fashions. The Supper Club pop-up debuts the same day the team shows off its new City Connect jerseys against the Nationals. Those feature a logo that says Wisco. It'll return for every Friday home game this season. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets tonight in the final home game of the season. Bucks GM John Horst says his relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo is not strained, but acknowledges there could be changes in the offseason. Giannis ruled out for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series at AmFam Field against the Nationals. The crew coming off their first series loss of the season after being shut out by the Red Sox 5-0 on Wednesday. Pitcher Shane Drouin charged with the loss in his major league debut, Pat Murphy.
This is a learning experience. I've been out there. I got through it. Okay, that's my debut. Wasn't five innings a shutout, but it very easily could have been.
Men's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers on to the national championship game. They beat North Dakota last night 2-1. The Badgers play Denver tomorrow at 4:30 for the title. Golf. The 90th Masters is underway. Round two today. The forecast through the weekend in Augusta looks great with sunshine and temperatures in the 80s. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Our high today right around 50. Tonight, clear, low of 31. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 54. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. More scattered thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.